Welcome to Mrs. B on Your Wellbeing podcast. I am so thrilled to have you here. I'm Kat, and I truly hope you're going to love today's topic. Hello, my beautiful people. So today I'm going to start with a lovely introduction to the energy healing. So obviously you can feel free to do your own research about energy healing, what it is, what does it mean, but I'm just going to share with you what I think of energy healing. You know, when I try to explain to my clients what is energy healing, how can you help yourself, how can you heal, how does this all work, how do I know I've got blockages and all that. Okay, so what is energy in my mind? Very simple example is, well, very basic example is to how do you feel at the moment? How do you feel right now? Do you feel full of energy, full of beans, or do you feel very tired or sluggish or just not right? It's just something out there, just not right. And this is amazing method actually to get to know yourself a little bit more. Start asking yourself questions, become aware of what's happening around you, bring your soul back to your body. So, you know, many times I had moments when I don't remember where I was, what I was doing. I was just zoomed out. And there is actually really good healing, which is called shamanic healing, to bring you back to now. But you also can practice this with breath work, with mindfulness, you know, to practicing being here and now. So what I wanted to really, well, I jumped in now, but if you are, whenever you wake up, for example, and you feel very tired, very drained, you know, like it's just very heavy, that is the best indication that there is just something not right out there. Something is wrong with your energy. You are spending your energy on unnecessary things, okay? So, in overall, the energy is everything. Everything is energy around us. Our physical body, our emotional body, our mental body. Okay, so all the thoughts that you think are the energy. All the emotions that you feel and store within, they are energy. All the experiences around, you know, this is all energy. And many times, you know, when you start actually analyzing and thinking it through, like, yes, you wake up in the morning very tired, and then you start thinking, why? And then you realize, I've been over worried about my past. You know, there's something just from my past that doesn't let me sleep, doesn't let me just be aware of now, you know, it's just drawing me back to my past. So this is really good example of the blockage, you know, the something that we need to work on, you know, just to heal that part, refill that part, you know, accept that part and let that go. So we can draw that energy from your past to now. Another really a good example about spending your energy is thinking about worrying about the future. Now, in a very simple example, as I always explain it to my clients, there is a thought, right? We start with a thought, and then there is emotion, okay? And then there is a physical sensation. So for example, every night you go to sleep and you know you're not going to sleep very well because you just can't sleep in the nighttime. So there is a thought just before the bedtime, oh, I probably won't be able to sleep tonight. Now, then there is the emotion, feeling of worry, you know, of maybe a little bit of anxiety as well connected to it, that, oh no, again, you know, I'm going to have a disturbed night. And then you start feeling it in your body. You know, for example, you start getting belly cramps. you know, or start, your heart starts racing a little bit faster. You know, it's, this is just a simple example to show you how everything is connected within. Now, this is all energy. So, for example, if you are sitting before the bedtime and worrying that you're not going to be able to fall asleep, you are actually using that off, that energy of yours on that worrying. And I know it's very simple to say, you know, just stop doing it. It's not that easy. I know it's not that easy because I have worried about lots of things in my past. And I still do. But the difference that I feel now is I quickly become aware of what I worry, what I think, and allow it to be, accept it to be, and then let go, you know. And then I practice tapping or practice the breath work, send myself Reiki, you know, or just practice being in the room, you know, practice my mindfulness. And you know, the things that have changed, I learned more about myself. I got to know myself, who I am, how can I help myself. I also gained a lot of different tools of when I feel triggered or when I feel worried or anything, how can I help myself now? Now, obviously, you're not going to jump from 1 to 20 steps, you know, in one go. Everything takes time. But what I want you to do from now on is start paying attention to how you feel, to start paying attention, what do you think of, you know, when you go in bed, what do you think? Yeah, what do you feel, you know, and what do you feel as your emotion and what do you feel as your physical body? Just start asking yourself the questions, because the healing starts and healing happens when we start becoming aware. That awareness is a really, really huge step for all of us, you know, for every one of us. So there is also another type of energy vampire, you know, when we become attached to someone else, either by relationship, when they break up, for example, or just friends that they always pulling the energy from you, you know. And even, for example, when I do the session, I always connect and then disconnect. So whatever, you know, the energy exchange happened, it's all cleansed and cleared and come back to me and come back to the person that I was healing, you know, because we all need to protect ourselves all the time. You see, you can't help someone if your cup is empty. You know, you have to constantly work on you, you know, on fulfilling that cup. So you've got that energy, so you've got that power, you know, so you can actually be a service to someone else. So you can actually help someone else. But again, you won't be able to do that if you are not looking after yourself. And I don't know if you remember what I've mentioned before, or was it a different podcast that I probably deleted, is... Yes, I've deleted that one. So I'm doing the breathwork course now, and to be able to be the instructor and hold a breathing practice for all my beautiful clients. And one of the things they said that really touched me was, you can't give to others what you don't have. And just listen to it again. You can't give to others what you don't have. So in the same sense with the energy, you can't fully be in the room present with the loved ones if you are not fully yourself. Does that make sense? You know, if you are worrying about past or future, you will be very not in the moment. And your loved ones, your children, your parents, you know, your friends, your loved ones, you know, they need your support at certain time. But you can't, because you are more invested in their past, future, or any other relationships. So how to work with it? Very simple example. is what my advice would be. For example, the first step would be just to become aware that we are thinking about past, future, or we keep thinking about some sort of person, you know. And then connect to your breath. And then when you breathe, you really, really pay attention to how does it feel to breathe? You know, how does it feel to be where you are now? One of the really good techniques I've learned before was to connect to your senses. So, for example, notice a couple of smells you can smell, you know. Taste, what do you taste in your mouth? What sort of taste is it there now? The couple of things that you can see around in your room, the couple of things you can hear around in your room, also the couple of the things that you can touch, the texture, you know, with your hands, the feel, that texture of that settee, of that chair, you know, of the clothes that you're wearing, anything. And those couple of different techniques will help you just to disconnect from the future past, you know, from anything unnecessary at this time. Because I also have to say one more quite important thing, that worrying about past or future is never going to take you anywhere. You know, past is past, you can't change it, it's gone. The future hasn't happened yet. So, you know, as much as you can worry about what's going to come next, you don't actually know what's coming. It's going to come next. And the thing is, the more you worry about certain possibilities, the more you attract that energy. Okay? There is a karma and there is a different laws of the universe. You know, what we give, we get. What we put in the world, we get. So if, for example, if you are in that mentality of worrying, you will be worrying more and more and more. And that's what you're going to attract. And that's the people you're going to attract. You know, you will find yourself that you are in an environment where everyone worry. So please, please, please remember this. If not anything else, you are powerful being. And you have control over you. And take a deep breath to it. Take a deep, very deep breath to it, you know. Put your feet on the ground so you're grounded. And just repeat after me. I am grounded and I have control over my life, over me. Okay, and take a nice deep breath in. And on the exhale, just feel that energy. Because in reality, that's another thing. You see, I didn't want to overwhelm you, so I do apologize. But there's just so much I want to talk about. But it is about the feeling, the power within. So there is people try to control everything. You know, we all do. We all do try to control the environment, try to control the situation. But in reality, you know, and the quicker you get to it, the easier it's going to be for you. You know, we don't have the control over what's happening around us. The only control we have is how we react and what we're going to do with it. And the thing is, life can change in the matter of seconds, you know. Something can happen dramatic or whatever, you know, and life can be completely different or can be taken away, you know. But what matters is you. How do you cope with it? How do you feel with it? What do you do with it? So remember, the power is within you. You know, you can work with your energy. You can allow yourself to be happy. You can allow yourself to feel powerful. Nobody is ever going to take that powerfulness from you. You know, you are in your power. You just have to allow yourself. Stop standing in your way. Just allow yourself to feel that beautiful energy and strength that it is within you. You just have to tap to it. But you can. I know you can, because I did it. You know, I felt so powerless for so long. It was stopping, I was stopping myself from achieving anything, you know, from going out there to the world, because I was useless and I was like, now who's going to listen to me? Even with the podcast, you know, I wanted to do this podcast for so long. And every single time when I had the chance, I was like, and I had really, really good things, you know, and topics coming to my head. And I was like, oh my God, this is so amazing. I need to share this with someone. And then I thought, nah, who's going to listen to me? Nobody will care. I mean, you know, and then all different insecurities, like, oh, who do you think you are to talk? And all of those thoughts, they come out of nowhere. But what happens is they stop you from going and achieving what you dream of. So go and get it. Go and do it. Stop overthinking about past. Stop overthinking about the future. There is nothing out there for you. As I said, past is past. Disconnect from that. Heal. If you can't let that go, heal. Come for Reiki. Come for sound healing. Come for sound bath workshop. The workshops that I'm doing are amazing. They are called Finding Your Own Voice. And what we do, we literally just connect to the within, you know, connect to deep, to our soul, and we just express everything with our voice. Now, another really important that thing I want to say about this kind of workshops are they are not singing workshops, they are toning workshops. So the voice is not supposed to sound pretty, so it's supposed to sound raw and, you know, escaping, expressing all those emotions that we've been holding in for so long. This is the time for you just to let that go. Disconnect from your past. Disconnect from your future. Disconnect from anyone that is stealing the energy from you. And then connect within. And then really connect within to get to know that beautiful, incredibly amazing person that you are. And I can't say to you enough how many times you hold the power. And if only I could realize that a couple of months ago, you know, that I do hold my own power. And yes, I'm going to do the podcast. And yes, I'm going to run the workshops and sound baths and help a lot of beautiful souls to see their light. But if I can, so can you. So I truly hope that I haven't babbled for too long, you know. And the stuff that I said makes sense. I really do. I really hope that I am able to express what I feel, that I am able to express all the wisdom and knowledge, you know, that I've gained and I've received as well, because it's been so powerful here. I can honestly feel it. If I can't yet, I'm sure that will come. I'm sure that will come. So stick around. And till next time. That's all for today. Thank you so kindly for joining me. If you have any questions, please remember to reach out. Send me an email to kat@mrsbioni.co.uk. And I will try to get back to you as soon as I can. Don't forget to connect with me through my social media. To find my account, simply type in Mrs. Peony Wellbeing. If you are local to me, come and join me. I offer one-to-one healing sessions or group workshops or sound baths on a weekly basis. Lastly, if you enjoyed it, please, please, please leave a review. Leave us a lovely, beautiful review coming from the bottom of your heart. It would mean the world to me to hear back from you. That's everything for today. Till the next time, I'm sending you all my love and light. Bye.